The inexorable progress of one of the best-known British artists of the present moment, Tracy Emin, offers a striking illustration of this process. First, she was a social and artistic reject, then a sudden celebrity, but one of a distinctly scandalous sort. Now has come absorption, almost canonization. She was British representative at a recent Venice Biennale and has been elected Royal Academician and is the Royal Academy's new professor of drawing. There may be further steps for her to take, a DBE perhaps, followed by a life peerage, Baroness Emin of Margate, maybe even election as the first female president of the Royal Academy. A counterpart in our own day of the Victorian grandee, Lord Leighton. If one looks at the pattern of development in recent avant-garde movements, say since the 1980s, one sees that their genesis is usually linked to some kind of financial downturn. Young artists are thrown back on their own resources. Collectors become less enthusiastic about buying high-priced contemporary works. Yet, the collecting habit does not go away, so the really addicted art lovers are tempted out of the ghetto of received opinion. Or, to put it a different way,